So this podcast is actually being recorded in my car on my college campus, and it comes among the midst of me actually in a spiritual break. I'll still be delivering a podcast during this break, so like this page, keep up updates on my Bruja Works page, because Lucy will be continuously updating that. But I just really wanted to touch on Nipsey Hussle and African spirituality. Now, I made a post yesterday night, it was posted, on the eve of my break, saying that Nipsey Hussle is not your ancestor. Nipsey Hussle is not my ancestor. Nipsey Hussle has a family. And Nipsey Hussle is not the embodiment of African spirituality, because you guys, of course, a lot of you listening, equate African spiritualism to Ifa. And that's it. Okay? So, this is the thing. From someone who doesn't even practice Ifa, right? African spiritualism was not opened by Nipsey Hussle's death or his mother saying praise to the ancestors, Ashe. Because I saw a tweet, a very condescending tweet, from someone who obviously does not know about the methods of how to enter African spirituality, the different paths, and the secrecy of the religions. And I quote, Nipsey Hussle's mother just opened the floodgates to African spirituality. This is our time to rise. How ignorant a person must be to sit and push people into African spiritualism, a spiritualism that not everybody's ancestors agree with, not everybody's ancestors practice who are Black, in terms of those ancestors who connect with you in this life at this time. How sad that you have people taking photos of Nipsey Hussle's altars, Nipsey Hussle candles, Nipsey Hussle cigars, Nipsey Hussle libations in the forms of liquids, any and everything. So it's very apparent to me that Nipsey Hussle's death is obviously being commercialized and capitalized as a way not only to sell African spirituality back to unknowing Black people who don't know how these practices, these traditions, or the secrecy, the secrets, the privacies, and the methods of how to get into these religions because of social media and his mother saying a simple sentence of praise be to the ancestors, Ashe. Now, a funny thing about ancestors, a lot of people don't know who their ancestors are. A lot of people don't understand their ancestors. A lot of people can't hear their ancestors. A lot of people have never interacted with their ancestors. And the ancestor altars that you see are not necessarily ancestor altars that are even house people's ancestors, right? Now, this isn't a podcast dragging people, but this is a podcast giving a stern warning. I see plenty of people's ancestors, and as we know now, one of my spiritual gifts is I'm able to see the spirits around people. I'm a diviner, I am a spiritualist for the Orisha and for my own personal muertos. A lot of y'all don't have your ancestors around your altars. A lot of y'all don't know who your ancestors are. A lot of y'all aren't venerating them properly. A lot of y'all don't know how to talk to them. A lot of y'all are practicing spiritual paths you're trying to put them in that they're fighting against, and then you wonder why you're confused or you're getting frauded or you're not understanding why readings are going how they want to go, right? But y'all do know right now in this moment that you're going to go and give Nipsey Hussle libations and call down a spirit who just died no less than 2.5-3 weeks ago, who probably doesn't even fully recognize that they're dead, and even more of the fact, probably doesn't even recognize who the fuck is calling him down. But you're calling him down. Now, I get it. Yon, we understand you're a spiritual practitioner. We understand you're Orisha-based religions. Yon, we understand all of this. Please stop telling us what we can and cannot do when it comes to African spirituality. We're Black and we want to practice how we practice. And yes, I did tell y'all, I'm done educating. I'm done trying to push the traditional ways that me and my other brothers and sisters within, whether it's Lukumi, Cuban Lukumi, of which I practice, Santeria, Ifa, Yorubaland, the original Afro-Indigenous Yorubaland practices, the shit that's practiced in Brazil and the shit that's practiced in the Bronx, because they got their own shit, too. No matter that I said that I was going to stop educating and I wasn't going to push my traditionalism, which is the way to go in these religions, I feel like it's important to speak out about the dangers that we are seeing. We are seeing people now tell other people how to venerate ancestors and altars based on other people's social media research, because nobody understands how to do things, right? That's why when I tell a lot of people in my testimonials that y'all see on my page, you have an attachment, your ancestors are next to the thing. I'm seeing a lot of dark figures, and those are not ancestors. Your ancestors are attacking you, getting choked out. Seeing things in the dark that's malevolent, those aren't ancestors. But y'all are listening to people and y'all are pouring libations. Y'all are listening to people and y'all are making altars and shrines to Nipsey Hussle, who you don't know from a fucking can of paint. You don't know this man's spirit. Good people do bad people do good shit all the time. This motherfucker could be bad, could be one of the worst people. He was anti-gay. Half of you motherfuckers are gay. You're calling down a spirit who don't even like you. He said some oppressive, subjective things about women. I see a lot of women calling him down. There was even a bitch saying that she was his wife in a past life. How the fuck were you his wife in a past life? How would you know that? How would you comprehend that? It's hard enough to try to call down spirits that are thousands of hundreds of years old, but you call all of a sudden calling down a spirit that's a few weeks dead in the grave. His body isn't even cold. But he's telling you he was his wife in the past life. Get the fuck out of here. Y'all have to be extremely careful with who you listen to. You have to be extremely careful with how you listen to people. And you have to be extremely careful about the practices that you're putting yourself in that you know nothing about, but you just know, I want to venerate my ancestors. I want to venerate the ancestors. The ancestors are not every black person who died. The ancestors are your ancestors by your bloodline. Nipsey Hussle ancestors are not from you. Nipsey Hussle, I think, is of East African descent. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. A lot of you bitches are from West African descent. I know y'all don't like to say it because it's not where Egypt is. Or it's not where people look a little different than they look in the western coast of Africa. Because the people of the Horn of Africa are gorgeous people just out in the western. But they look a little different. They have more Middle Eastern blood, a little more mixing. No, but you know in your heart that you go take your black ass, buy a candle, and put Nipsey Hussle picture on it and give him food libations. You don't even know what this man likes. You know nothing. But you're tethering his spirit to the marketplace of the world. Do y'all even know the concept of the marketplace? No. Bottom line is, be careful. Stop listening to people who aren't practitioners. Stop trying to get into shit that you don't know if yours or not. You don't know what your ancestors practiced. Just stop. Just stop. It's tiring. It's draining. It's one of the reasons I'm taking a break. And it's one of the reasons why people are ending up dead and hurt. Just stop.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.